Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis. And yes, this is my AI-augmented voice, bringing you the news, insights, and provocations you need to lead the new era of revenue. Today, let's talk about a shift that's more than just incremental. What we're seeing this week, AI has moved from helping reps work faster to agents owning the workflow, running the whole revenue engine, not as assistants on the sidelines, but as active players at the center of execution. Why does that matter? Because the adoption line has been crossed. Agents are now embedded in the workflow. The game isn't who's experimenting with AI anymore, it's who's rebuilt governance, data rights, and accountability systems so their agents can actually operate at scale. If you're a CRO, a RevOps leader, or a CEO managing a complex multi-channel funnel, this is your reckoning. Autonomous systems are removing old constraints and, ready or not, they're redesigning your operating model. Let's get into what actually happened this week. Salesforce's State of Sales via Futurum signaled that agent adoption is mainstream. Over half of sales teams now report deployed AI agents driving execution. Here's why that rocks the foundation. Sales capacity has been uncoupled from headcount. The question is no longer how many reps do I hire? It's how many agentic lanes can we safely run at once? Suddenly, your bottleneck isn't recruiting, it's workflow control, planes, permissions, routing, escalation. Top of funnel activities are becoming always on systems. Human sales roles, they're morphing, less busy work, more judgment calls, more deal strategy, more exception management. Who has the real leverage? RevOps teams who own the data and orchestration layers, not just the tools, but the policies of what agents are allowed to do on their own. If you're operationalizing bounded autonomy, you'll gain cycle time advantage while holding on to control. But if your pipeline still depends on rep-driven hygiene or your CRM is a log after the fact, autonomous execution will only amplify those inconsistencies, not fix them. Now, let's talk about the front lines, where buyers actually engage. Salesforce's Agentforce Commerce is driving a sea change at the buyer interface, making retailer-owned shopper agents the new front door. The battleground is no longer web design, it's the decision logic inside an agent. What will it recommend, prioritize, or suppress? Conversion optimization becomes agent policy, prompt engineering, clean product data, not just banners and layouts. Here's the real question. Can your catalog, pricing, and offer architecture stand up to continuous contextual AI-driven selling? If you've got opaque discounting, inconsistent inventory data, or fragmented offers, the cracks get exposed in real time. Autonomous interfaces punish internal contradictions and customers notice fast. On the funding front, New Market Pitch reports capital flocking to companies delivering agentic outcomes. The market isn't paying for more shiny AI features, it's buying operating capacity, agents that own and execute revenue workflows. What does this mean for you? Procurement is shifting from does it sync with my stack to can it take end-to-end accountability for an outcome? That means agent-native infrastructure, measurable charters, and packaging that's outcome-linked. Build versus buy gets sharper too. If the winners are shipping packaged workflow-owning agents, the days of cobbling together tool chains are numbered. The winners, leaders, who can define agent charters. What the bot is allowed to do, metrics for success, and boundaries for escalation. Want leverage? Make sure your event data is clean, intent, usage telemetry so your agents can actually perform. Now let's look at service, because customer support is morphing into a revenue engine. NICE just flipped the script, arguing that agentic AI will increase customer interactions, not shrink them. Why? Because when friction drops, engagement spikes. The contact center is now about expansion, lifecycle value, and cross-sell. Metrics dissolve from cost per contact into lifetime value, save rates, and direct conversion from support to revenue. Here's the kicker. When support and revenue converge, the dividing lines between CS, support, and sales blur. Expansion offers, renewal triggers, and real-time risk mitigation are all surfaced and more often executed by autonomous agents. The companies who connect product, service, and commercial data, higher leverage, those that stick to cost-cutting models, left behind as conversation volume grows and opportunities for revenue are left on the table. Let's talk about what all this means for your design. We're shifting from the old SDRAE CSM pipeline to workflow-owned pods where autonomous systems do the standard work and humans move up and out, managing ambiguity, risk, and exceptions. New roles are emerging: agent manager, conversation architect, autonomy controller, because the scarce asset is no longer labor or content, but the controlled, auditable execution of workflows. Forecasting is also evolving from rep commit to system verifiability. Which pipeline segments are agent-driven with audit trails and which are still in human hands? Leaders will be running dual ledgers, human judgment versus agent execution metrics. Governance isn't just policy docs, it's runtime constraints. Permissions, thresholds, escalation logic. Autonomy only works if you can set boundaries and monitor exceptions in real time. Human judgment, ironically, becomes more valuable, focused at the edges on ambiguity, risk, and ethics. Leadership condenses where the stakes and errors are highest. So, what should you look for inside your org? Here's a quick symptom check. Are you measuring adoption but can't specify which workflow steps are now agent-owned? Are data rights holding your agents back from true autonomy? Is your CRM still a narrative afterthought rather than an execution engine? Are exceptions randomly handled, sowing chaos in your process? Do software additions fail to move the needle on cycle time and coverage? If any of those sound uncomfortably familiar, it's time for a structural experiment. If I were a CRO this week, I'd carve out a 30-day agent-owned pipeline lane, say for inbound mid-market, with a crystal-clear charter. Give your agents constrained autonomy, execute outreach, follow-up, and CRM updates within strict rules. Every exception, escalate with accountability every time, measure success by cycle time, conversion, and audit completeness, not time saved, but actual operational change. Let me wrap with this. Autonomy in revenue isn't an add-on or a feature. It's a redesign of how work happens, how decisions are made, and critically, how trust is operationalized. The winners will not be the companies with the most AI features, but the ones who can build systems that behave predictably under pressure with clear boundaries, verifiable execution, and human judgment where it matters most. Stay bold, stay innovative, and as always, keep building the future. Until next week, this is Tim Cortinovis for the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, signing off.